Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Reach podcast. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with this intro because we had an awesome conversation with a great couple, some friends of ours from Living Word Christian Center, Buena Park. It was Ryan and Jatam Rios. What we did was we went out hiking today and we had a fantastic time. And while we were in the hike, spontaneously, I just say, hey, let's just record a podcast here. So it's just a conversation we were having while we were hiking. If you hear a bunch of heavy breathing, they were walking with a big walrus shaped guy named Chris Appleton. So I was, we were hiking. So we got all my steps in this morning and we had an awesome conversation. It was a fun time and got to, you know, see a bunch of people out there and just, you know, positive energy all the way. So it was a great time. We're going to get right into the conversation. Before we do, I'm going to do a quick devotional and we'll get this thing going. All right. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. All right. This week's devotional, of course, we are going to continue on the fruits of the Spirit. And it has been great so far. So we're just going to get right into it. This is part four. You can follow this reading plan, devotional plan on your Bible app. If you're not on the Bible app, you definitely need to download it on your phone, tablet, whatever you're using. It has a ton of different translations of the Bible and different, you know, like you have, usually when I'm studying, I use King James, the Amplified, the New Living, or the Passion. Those are that I usually, when I'm studying, those are my go-to translations. But some of the other ones are really cool. You compare verses and things like that. But there are awesome devotionals that are on there. I mean, hundreds, if not thousands of devotionals on there that notify you every day, keep you in the Word, keep you going. And it is great. So definitely, if you don't have it already, you want to download the Bible app. So this week's devotion is on patience, kindness, and goodness. Patience is waiting without complaining. That's a quote by Robin Meadows. Patience is waiting without complaining. Patience is exhibiting calmness during the midst of stressful situations. It's showing empathy toward others when they're not doing things to our standard. Patience is produced when we support the growth in others as they are on their own journey in life. It's not getting easily disgruntled when a delay occurs that won't matter in 10 years, let alone 10 days. Patient people don't become easily annoyed, agitated, nor do they show tolerance. Oh, I'm sorry. Nor do they show intolerance. That's patience. Kindness is being genuinely kind to anyone and everyone. It assumes that all people deserve kindness, no matter the differences, viewpoints, or cultures. Kindness celebrates others and serves when there is a need. It looks out for the well-being of others and shows compassion when needed. It assists others and shows courtesy and benevolence to anyone. Kind people do not display animosity, ill will, or envy towards others. And goodness. Goodness is truly desiring to help others. It doesn't approach or entertain sin. Goodness does the right thing and challenges other people to do the same, even if the conversation is uncomfortable. It is decent, honest, moral, honorable, virtuous, and full of integrity. Good people don't just do the right thing, they make things right. I like that. Good people don't just do the right thing, they make things right. Reflect. Does anything about the descriptions of patience, kindness, or goodness encourage or challenge you? A Psalm of David. Psalms 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. That's Psalms 37, verse 7. Proverbs 11, 17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. I don't know about you, but that is more of a challenge than an encouragement, especially on the patient side. I mean, we all have times where we can be impatient. Mine is when I'm driving in traffic. Help me, Lord. Southern California traffic drives me completely insane. But, you know, we stay focused and we get through it. And I'll just start, like, you know, Thursday night driving to church, stuck in traffic. I start singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Childlike faith got me through, you know, Thursday night Southern California traffic. So, hey, we got to do what we got to do to stay patient, develop patience, and build into the men and women God has called us to be. And, you know, we're all work in progress. And definitely thank God for his word, because it's there to challenge us and encourage us and help us to remember that it is possible, if we walk in love, that we can be patient, we can be kind, and we can be good. But all of those are an outpouring of a lifestyle of love. And the only way we can know love is to know Christ. Knowing love and knowing Christ is more than knowing a doctrine or anything else. You can know the whole Bible, but if you don't know love, you don't know Jesus. You can be baptized and speak in tongues and do all that, but if you don't know love, the Bible says you don't know Jesus. Jesus is love. And patience, kindness, and goodness are an outflow of that love. Be loved today and let God do what he's going to do in and through your life.
All right, Chris here with the Reach Podcast. And we are out at Santiago Canyon doing a hike. And we got people on bikes rolling by us right now. But it is Chris Appleton and my beautiful wife, Rosa. Good morning, guys. It is my beautiful wife, Rosa. And then we have the power couple, Ryan and Jatam Rios, yep. And we're all on a hike. What's up, guys?
What's happening? What's going on? All right.
Yeah. So it's actually nice out here today.
Beautiful.
And,
I said, I think it's only like 65 right now.
Yeah. So.
But the sun's definitely peeking through. Yeah.
I am out here. And the reason why we're doing all the easy trails is because of me, but we're still having fun. And just going to talk to these guys, have a conversation, take you along with us, and see what's up. Ryan, yes, sir. How'd you enjoy the conference?
It was awesome. It was amazing. It was really different than I thought it was going to be, you know, because the theme of the conference was Vision 2020, and I thought it was just we're going to go in there and they're going to hype the vision and you can do it and you can take the world and you can take a city, which I really do believe, but the conference was just really different. It was just it was a lot of correction, I don't want to say, but a lot of direction.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, to me, I kind of seen it as like a dirty windshield, and the stuff that we were taught kind of cleared the window so we can see the vision more clear.
Wow.
It was powerful for me.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
That's true. You stayed busy during the conference, huh?
Yeah, super busy. That's why I like it, though. I'm one of those antsy guys. I drink coffee or anything with caffeinate, with caffeine in it, and I go crazy. So, yeah.
What was your daily step count?
To tell you the truth, I'm not really sure, but maybe I was walking about 8-9 miles a day.
Man.
Maybe. I could be exaggerating a little bit.
That's a lot.
But.
That's a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right, from a female perspective, what did you guys get out of the conference? Which way? Oh, we're at a crossroad here. We got to decide which way we're going to go on the hike. We're going Bobcat Meadow. Santiago Canyon. If you guys...
It says Bobcat.
It's Bobcat Meadow. We'll see if we run into Bobcat Goldthwait or something.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that guy on the bike?
Uh-huh.
Up in the hills.
Dude, these bikers are crazy.
Look at them. Look at this one.
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. To have the strength in your legs like that.
I'd be walking that thing up.
Man. Okay. Female perspective. How was the conference for you guys?
You want to go first?
It was good. It was really different. Like Ryan said, I didn't expect, and when I was like listening to all the different preachers, it was just like, wow, like the way they came out with scripture, it kind of gave those scriptures a whole different meaning from when I've read it years ago. Mind you, no one really likes to read Revelations. I know I don't. Confusing. You kind of leave it for, you know, the last book of the Bible.
It can be, yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's why it's there, because yeah. Kind of head trips you. You don't kind of understand it. But I'm thankful for the different pastors who took the time to really teach us their perspective on those verses. And it showed me something different from when I've read it myself.
Right.
So I enjoyed it.
Right.
Kept busy too, so kind of in and out. But it was really good. And I know I want to rehear all of them. Plus, I've, you know what I mean? The ones I missed or just didn't sit there the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was really good. It was different. Very different from every conference that we've ever had.
That's true.
It was,
That's true.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. That's for sure. How about you, babe?
I think just to resonate on what Ryan and Jatem said, that it definitely was different.
Hi, guys.
Morning. We're used to hearing, like, you know, to take the vision forward and to take a city, just like Ryan was saying. But honestly, this was preparing us for end times, because if you look at where we're at with our, just where we sit as a nation, like, it's all in front of us.
That's right.
And we got to be ready, and we got to make sure others are ready. And that's really what the conference was for, like to check our temperature and see where we're at. Mm-hmm. And it was very in your face, and it caused us to reflect on where we stand.
Yeah.
And as believers, like, what are we going to do now? What, are we going to just continue to sit on the sidelines, or are we going to get in and see where, you know, our coworkers are at, our family, even people just in the streets, like, man, like they're lost. They may have it together, but they're lost,
right,
in their souls, and we can't just stand by and let them go to hell.
That's right.
You know, the love of God is there for all of us, and he doesn't want to come back and have anyone perish.
Yeah.
So we definitely have a mandate to go forward and go teach and reach the lost.
Amen to that. That's really good. There's some you know, definitely signs of the end times that we're in the last days. Ryan, have you been looking into any things going on currently that might show, even just by watching the news, that we're in the last days? I mean, anything standing out to you?
To be 100% honest with you, I don't really watch the news.
Nice.
I kind of get my news from just articles on my phone.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't take a master genius to understand. Like, if you read the Bible and have an understanding of the Bible, like I said, it doesn't take a master genius to understand that, you know, there's a lot of events happening that kind of the Bible predicts that
yeah.
are going to happen at the last days. I mean, I believe we're in the last days. Just by looking at, you know, the wars and rumors of wars and diseases and, you know, the Bible says pestilence and stuff like that are coming about. And I just really believe that, you know, we
yeah.
need to be prepared, like Rossa said, to be prepared, to be ready, and to not sit around.
Yeah.
You know, this is a time that, you know, that men and women of God need to rise up and be bold.
Yeah.
Be bold, be loving, be caring, and, you know, I think it's time for us to be loud. Not loud in the sense where we're being rude and condemning, but being loud. The world is loud.
Right.
If you were to stand there and listen, you know, the world is loud. You know, there's just you know, violence is loud. Being perverted is just loud. It's
yeah.
out there. You see it
yeah.
everywhere. You see it on billboards. You see it through our TV. You see it through the commercials. They're being loud and they're being very bold with it, you know?
Right.
And I think it's just time for us to be bold with it.
True.
Be bold with it in love. In
True.
Love. And there's a difference between being bold in love. And just open up our mouth and, you know, we've been called to share the gospel. It's that simple to me, you know? People make it very complicated. You know, they make it very complicated, and God just called us to be a light, and He called us to be salt, and that's it, and that's what we're called to be, light and salt, you know?
Yep.
And I think it's just more time than ever to be that.
That's it.
You know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely does. Absolutely. You are correct. And that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's just, and I think it's going to take people to just kind of open up their mouths. I mean, we don't have to stand on the street corner with a bullhorn. You know, we stand in lines at the market.
Yeah.
We go to fast food restaurants. We take walks in places like this.
Right.
And it's just simple. It's just being friendly.
Being friendly. That's it.
And being open, you know?
Yep.
Smile. And, you know, open up our mouth and, hey, good morning. How's it going? Hey, I see you got, you know, a Raiders shirt on. You like the Raiders? And that just opens up a door.
Right.
To start a conversation with someone.
Right.
And then that's when you kind of step in and, you know.
Yep.
I think like standing on a corner and shouting the name of Jesus, I think it worked for a time.
Yeah.
And it still does to a point, but
yeah.
I think we can reach a lot more people if we're just friendly.
That's true.
You know, build relationships.
That's true.
And so many times people are hurting, but you have to look tough. You have to look like you have it all together. You have to look like there ain't nothing fazing you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moments when I've seen in my own personal life, when it's like one-on-one with an individual and they open up and they share, like, man, like, I'm really going through this. And it's like just to be that believer to help encourage them and let them know there is hope, that they're not alone. And they're, you know, that we can lock arms with them and come alongside them and help them through it. And the Lord will help them as well.
That's right.
That's true. And I think what also helps too on that is being open ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, a lot of people expect us to be, you know, the certain way, all perfect, held together. And I think that kind of shuts a lot of people off.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, look at this guy.
Watch out, Ryan.
Ooh.
Okay, my friend Ryan.
Be allergic to him.
is allergic to horses. Brian Rios is allergic to horses, and we just seen this lady. She's riding by.
It's like a one-ton horse.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
That is the biggest dog I've ever seen.
Oh, you seen
it? He said, no, it's a big old, beautiful horse. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Are you okay?
I'm good right now. We'll see.
We should go this way of the trail. Because we don't want to be upwind.
That leads back to the back of the parking lot.
We're good. We're good. Nothing happened to me. You know, we'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying. This is on a podcast, guys. We're going upwind from the largest horse I've ever seen. And I'm fresh out of EpiPens. Okay,
we're,
so.
We're good. We're good. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Well, we got you. So if you have to carry me.
Yeah. Ryan Rios is supposed to carry me back to the car. I don't know how I've gotten roped into.
He's going
to
carry me. Like a damsel in distress.
I got you. I got you. Okay, so. All right. What's the article you just brought up?
Oh, okay. So you had asked if there's anything in the news that we've seen, and I actually just opened up the news this morning, and on the Associated Press was U.S. Taliban signed deal amid ending war in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So they came together and signed a peace treaty after 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan, and that began back after 9/11.
Mm. Right. So what do you... what do you get from that?
So it just ties back to end time prophecy.
Yeah. Well, one of the things my mom, who is always studying up, I mean, she would tell me 15 years ago, you know, it's the bank systems that run everything. The mark of the beast is a money system. And she knew all this stuff. She's been studying it for 30, 40 years. And she said that wars are a sign that we're getting up close to the last days. Peace is a sign that Jesus is coming soon. That peace is more of a sign than wars.
Oh.
And
you gotta go back down that way.
Sorry.
That the... they're taking me to the difficult track here. Pardon me if, you know, all you hear is me breathing in and out, but we're taking you on a hike. So this is live, all the way live.
All the way live.
So my mom says that wars and rumors of wars is a sign that we're in the last days. But when there is peace in the Middle East, that you know Jesus is coming soon, very soon.
Wow.
More sooner than if there's wars. And if you look at now the Taliban, like my wife read the article, and the U.S. signed to end a war in Afghanistan, and also that Trump is trying to create a peace treaty between Israel and Palestine. It's what it's called, the deal of the century. Peace in the Middle East is more of a sign than anything else. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's pretty interesting. That so that was signed today?
Yes, just this morning. I read it at 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. Hello.
Morning.
Cute puppy.
Little guy. Your dog, but white under the black.
Yeah. So, let me ask you guys a question. Are you scared of the coronavirus?
Oh, wait. Maybe do you want me to read the scripture
like that I
know? It's what?
The day of the Lord. So in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, "Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, as we not need to write you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day.
and we do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who are asleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Man.
He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Wow. I just want to point out, while we were reading that powerful portion of scripture, Ryan Rios was taking a selfie. So, you know what I mean?
I was listening.
He was giving his, I forget what, what's that?
No, it wasn't a selfie. His wife took it.
Oh,
oh. That was my fault.
No, no, that's,
he looked
he looks dashing.
Right, dashing.
He was looking at the camera, giving it the smolder.
You can follow him on, what's right.
your handle? Right. Let's
Ryan Real 75.
Yes. But that is a powerful portion of scripture.
Only
this What's way. This one? Okay, this one? Okay. That's a powerful portion of scripture.
Yes.
And it's true, you know. But
wake and sober, like wake up.
So you guys, back to my question, you guys scared of the coronavirus?
I'm personally not, and
not either.
I usually am worried about different things.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I mean, when you look at the different symptoms from a flu, how many times a flu can kill someone compared to the coronavirus.
Right.
Even though it's a stronger strain.
Right. Good morning,
and,
sir.
Good morning. There's technically like only three things like shortness of breath, stuff like that, that coronavirus gives you compared to the flu that you feel like you're dying because, you know what I mean, you get sore throat and runny nose and more things. So I'm kind of... I don't know. I guess I feel like if it's my time to go, it's my time to go type of person.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I wouldn't want to get it, but I don't know.
To me, it's just like, it seems like every so often something comes up.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like I remember a few years ago, the Y2K, and there was a panic. Y2K, oh my God. Da, 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 da. And a few
morning.
Years, morning. Morning. And then a few years after that, there was that, what is that, H1N1 virus going on.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't know. It's just like Jatim says, I'm not going to sit here and lock myself in my, you know, house and be scared of everything that's going to, you know. If,
right.
Me personally, I'm not. Of course, you know, we have
good morning.
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 Of course, with anything, you have to, you know, be careful and, you know, and sanitize and be
yeah,
careful not to
you
get
sick. You can't
be
dumb about it.
Right.
But personally, I'm not sitting here worried about
sure.
the coronavirus, you know?
Yeah.
Babe, that's something that we discussed, and I said
morning.
From
morning.
A personal standpoint, it's just we're not too concerned because we know where our help comes from.
Yeah.
And I can understand if you don't have that confidence in a God that is faithful to his word and that is... able to heal and that is has our best interest at heart.
Okay.
Like,
sorry, we have a horse coming again. Ryan Rios, jump into those bushes, Ryan. I didn't mean to cut you off, babe, but we cover your mouth. The horse is coming.
It's the big one too.
Someone take a picture of this big old horse so I can post it as a picture on the cover of this podcast. Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Go that way, Ryan. We got this. The Reach with Chris Appleton. Okay, you got it.
So pretty. Thank you. That was majestic.
That thing is huge, man. Beautiful horse.
Majestic.
Okay. All right, babe. Back to what you were saying.
No, it's just, and it's not just with that. It's like with any aspect in our life, when things arise and, you know, we could easily be fearful or not certain because there's a lot of uncertainty in life.
Mm-hmm.
But we just know that God's got us. And
that's right.
That we're in his hand and everything's going to be okay.
Amen to that.
We always win, right? Everything works out for our good.
That's where we came.
Yeah, but we went that way. If we go up, we can go that way, or we could take a different one that goes in.
We can go this way.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're right here.
We're right here. Let's go here, babe.
Dude, I don't know if you guys are sweating, but I'm sweating.
Yeah, me too. I'm good. But I feel all right, though. I don't feel bad or anything. I feel like I could keep going.
What about you, Chris? How do you feel about the coronavirus?
Well, I think that...
Oh, yeah, this conspiracy.
I mean, I guess we'll get into a conspiracy theory here that,
no, it's that I've drummed up.
We call this Conspiracy Corner, brought to you by Chris Appleton. But anyway, it's... from what I've gathered, and I could be wrong here, the coronavirus was patented in the 60s. It was actually made in a clinic.
Yeah.
What they do is they have this team of scientists. Well, there's always scientists that are creating the worst possible things in order to create an antidote for it. So how could something that was developed in the 60s not have an antidote? Also, there are, on the back of Lysol cans, it says coronavirus is one of the things that it can kill. How would they already have that on Lysol cans if they've never heard of this thing? So, well, that was something I shared from someone else, but... It's actually...
It was Photoshop.
It was Photoshop.
Was it Photoshop?
Someone messed...
It was Photoshop.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. There's one even taller, but huh? It's easy. Let's go this way.
This way.
Okay.
All right.
So,
Sounds like if we're going out here, we're putting you guys to work.
We're putting it... Well, gives us time to talk anyway, yeah, so sure. It's good. So anyway, Trump cut... CDC funding by 10% this year, and Center for Disease Control, their 10% of their yearly budget is $750 million. So if someone took $750 million from you, you know, that was funding that you had plans for and that you needed, who's to say that you wouldn't think, where can I release something that would affect the global economy? In China, you've got Apple, Samsung, you got all these car manufacturers, all these businesses, trade routes, ships, planes, flights, everything else. So... The CDC said there's nothing they can do to control or to stop the coronavirus. Nothing they can do. Once Trump reinstituted their funding, then they said, oh, we have a plan.
Of course.
We can't stop this. Isn't that convenient? Now, I'm not saying this is all true or anything.
Sounds right, though.
But it makes sense.
Sounds right.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
That some highly sick individual would put the lives of people in jeopardy like that. So
that's kind of like that actress girl, I forgot her name, she mentioned yesterday that she wanted everybody to shut down the economy just to hurt Trump. You know?
Let's mess up the way we live because I hate someone so much.
Yeah, put the economy in a tailspin.
Yeah, just because I hate this guy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It kind of makes you think how much they care for the river, you know, for our country.
Right. Right.
I think it's corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately when I heard about it, just the first thought that came to mind was it's an inside job.
Yeah. What's that?
It's an inside job.
Yeah.
Before reading anything else about it, I just immediately thought inside job.
So Trump did reinstate the funding?
Yes.
He did.
Yes. And then some.
They released emergency funding.
Yeah.
What was his reason for cutting the budget and then,
well,
and then releasing?
Conservative. That's what conservatives
do. Their budget's $7.5 billion for the year.
That and probably because, you know, the economy in general needs more funds.
Exactly.
For other things.
He's taking money from stuff like that and putting it toward the military to strengthen our voice, you know?
Yes, sir.
And our, so, but that's what,
morning. Oh, careful, guys. Bike coming.
All right now. Morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
Good.
It's a fun downhill.
I bet it is.
Like, one day when I get, you know,
gonna come down on her beach cruiser. She's gonna come down on her beach cruiser with the bell.
Ling, ling, ling. And the basket and the dog.
And the dog and the basket.
Uh-huh. Like Dorothy. Mm-hmm. Oh no, wait, that was the Wicked Witch.
Can I read the Wicked Witch?
No.
Of the East.
No, it was Dorothy. It was like Dorothy.
The Tem's fake iPad.
No.
AirPod fall out.
No.
Oh, earbud.
The earbud.
The $15 earbud.
No.
They're cute though.
Yeah, right? Hey, and I have a lifetime warranty, so.
Matching outfits that wear your earbuds.
Oh, I just noticed that.
That's when you know you're balling.
I just noticed that too. Look at her.
Yeah. Ryan Rios is dressed like a professional soccer player for the Galaxy. Me, I'm a frightful mess. But we out here.
Doing it.
Well, guys, I think we've actually been talking 28 minutes here.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And let me end like this. Ryan, why don't you share an encouraging word for someone listening to this today and close it in prayer, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I just want to encourage you guys out there that, you know, first of all, if you don't know the Lord, if you're listening to this, I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you, you know, and he has a plan and a purpose for your life. You know, I tell a lot of people that, and they just, the situations that they are in their lives stop them from believing that God has a plan for their life. And I just want to let you know that God loves you. He has a purpose for you. He wants to use you. And if you're listening and you are saved, I just want to encourage you that this is the time. This is our time to step up, be a voice, ask God to give us boldness. If you're not a bold person, I'm not a bold person. I'm not a big talker. But that's one of my prayers, is God to give me boldness. And I want to encourage you to ask God to give you boldness. And not only boldness, but just love. Be an encouragement. Be a light this year.
Morning, sir.
And I just want to close out in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We love you, Father God.
Morning.
We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done in our lives, Father God. We thank you for the plan and the purpose that you do have for our lives, God. I pray, Father God, at this time that you would give us just your spirit of love,
yes,
and of
Lord.
Peace and a sound mind, Father God. I pray that you fill us with your spirit, Father God, so we can be the lights that you have called us to be, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just continue doing what you're doing, Father God, not only in our lives, but in your guys' lives, in your cities, in our schools, in our children, Father God. I pray, Father God, for our leaders, that you would give them wisdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for just everything, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so we are going to end the podcast here. And if you enjoyed this, share it. And hopefully it's an encouragement to you. And, you know, not saying any of this is as far as the coronavirus stuff I shared or anything. Don't quote me on any of that. It's just for fun that I do conspiracy theories. Other than that, we love you guys. And God bless.